Over the past 6 months, there have been some very big and important talks about climate change, very big, important people talking about them in Copenhagen, closed-door negotiations on Capitol Hill. But when we do actually get climate change regulations, if we do, it could be the result of something much smaller and humbler than a Copenhagen conference. It could be because of a small, dappled mountain bird that is struggling in Colorado. And that could be the lever that moves climate change law. Joining us now is Noah Greenwald. He's the director of the Endangered Species Program at the Center for Biological Diversity. Good morning, Noah.
Good morning.
This bird we're talking about is the ptarmigan, a mountain bird that's found in Colorado. It's hard to find them because they're well camouflaged. But they are dying out right now, right?
That's right. The white-tailed ptarmigan is a bird that lives at the highest elevations in the Rocky Mountains. And it's highly adapted to cold, snowy temperatures. And actually, on the current landscape, it may be doing okay, but predictions are that as the climate warms, it's going to be pushed off its mountaintop homes.
Scientists are saying that this little bird could be the bellwether for climate change. And in fact, there's a proposal now to put the bird on the endangered species list as threatened. But there's issues with that. First of all, if it becomes an endangered species, if it becomes a threatened species, that calls for some action on the federal government and local governments.
That's exactly right. Well, we this week petitioned to have the species listed as threatened under the Endangered Species Act, which begins a process where the Fish and Wildlife Service will conduct a status review and determine if it should be listed as threatened. If they do indeed find that it is threatened, then that's right. That could lead to some limitations on what happens in its habitat, as well as potentially emissions of greenhouse gases.
Well, and this is the sticking point, because what's threatening this bird is climate change. It's the fact that it needs cold weather, and it's not as cold in the top of the mountaintops now as it has been in the past. Right?
That's right.
In order to protect this bird, do we not then have to deal with carbon dioxide pollution?
That's right, and not just for the white-tailed ptarmigan, but for many species. In fact, scientists predict that if we don't get control of our emissions, as many as a third of all species on Earth could go extinct by 2050.
What reaction have you had from the Fish and Wildlife Service?
Well, so far we haven't gotten a response, but that's not surprising. They have some time to consider the petition, and this is just the beginning of the process.
Does it strike you as odd that with all these important discussions about carbon caps, that in the end, climate change regulation could come down to saving something like a little white and brown bird?
Well, it doesn't surprise me in the sense that, you know, we need ways to measure the impacts of what we're doing to the climate. And in that sense, the ptarmigan becomes a bellwether, because of its where it occurs in these high mountain areas in the southern Rockies of Colorado. It itself becomes a sensitive measure of climate change, in a sense, along with many other species.
Okay. Noah Greenwald, director of the Endangered Species Program at the Center for Biological Diversity. Keep an eye on the climate that protects the ptarmigan in Colorado. Thanks, Noah.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.